The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
Shaletta, what's going on, girl? I just said I gotta get myself to the gym. I gotta eat right. And because I'm not on any like serious medications or anything
right.
like that.
You know, you don't do lots of medicines.
Yeah, but you know, my weight and just my energy level, girl. If you sit me down, girl, you used to see grandma sitting there checking her little nap. Girl, I will take me a little nap. Girl, in the middle of a conference call while I'm working, girl, they ain't talking to me, girl, and I'll be listening for my name.
Stop, girl. You are nodding off like you praying.
Girl, I be sitting there, and, you know, they be, you know, and I have, well, you know, I got some big eyes, and sometimes we on camera, and I'm like, girl, I put my glasses on, so, you know, you get a little glare, you can't really see.
You can't see it, girl.
Girl, and I'm going to tell you, I will nod off until I hear Tina.
Girl, and don't know what they talking about.
This is important. And I don't know, the naps in the daytime are just the best. I'm up all night, but the naps in the daytime are good.
Okay, so I was wondering what was going on because, you know, I put these kids to bed at 7:15, do the laundry, wash dishes, take care of the household chores. Girl, my ass been getting in bed every night at 8:30. Girl, last night I said, I'm going to do some work after the kids go down. Girl, when I woke up, this morning, the computer was on my lap. My head was cocked to the side. I was drooling, and my glasses was crooked. Girl, I fell asleep sitting up with the computer on my lap.
Girl, see, but that best sleep starts around 7:30. When you think you got so much to do, that's the best sleep. From 7:30, from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock p.m. That's the way you get your sleep at now these days. I'm telling you,
that's it, girl. I mean, there's no like anything to tell us what to look out for, like to heal pain. Where the hell that come from? Of a sudden you sleep at 8 o'clock at night. Where the hell that come from? Yeah. That I can't sit up in my bed, watch Monday Night Football, send out some emails for an event. Where that come from?
I'm telling your body, I think our bodies is saying, hey, you ain't gonna stop. If you want, you think you're finna get up and start running around this morning? You can't even walk. You think you finna sit over here and do some work while you lay in the bed? Well, you finna go to sleep. We've been trained because I'm telling you, I don't need sleep. I don't need a lot of sleep. When I need that sleep, I need to take that sleep.
Our bodies are saying, y'all get in the back seat. We running the show. Because I used to be able to push my body. Like, I got 2 more appointments. I got 3 more appointments. After this, I'm going to go here and I'm going to do that. And I'm going to run over here and run over there. Girl, my body be like, hey, your ass all the way down.
Yes, so, I tell you. What do you got to say about, you know, I'm watching friends and I'm watching people on social media and all this, you know, Ozempic and all of these drugs that they taking that were originally for diabetics that they're now taking for weight loss and losing major weight. And I get it.
Ounce since third fucking grade. They've been fat since third grade. And now all of a sudden they're 53. They done lost 75 pounds.
Yes. How you losing 50 pounds in 3 weeks? Girl, I'm telling you, 3-4 weeks, you done lost 50 pounds. I'm telling you, I'm so worried about strokes and heart attacks and this. And you know, how many disclaimers do they give you? You might have, you know, bloody urine, style. Catch a heart attack, you know, fall out, pass out. I'm like, they have so many warnings on a normal medication. So now I'm going to go inject myself so I can be skinny. And you know what? And I'm going to be honest. I have thought about it. I've considered it. I looked at it. But in my mind, I keep thinking, do I want to live or do I want to be skinny?
Because you're going to be pretty in that casket. And
girl, I'm going to say beautiful
about your ass.
They're going to beat that face up and hair going to be cute.
Hair going to be laid. And you're going to be all thin about the face. But your ass is going to be hanging out with Elvis Jesus and Sammy Davis Jr.
Exactly.
And the thing is that for me, people haven't been on it long enough.
Exactly.
To see the side effects. Everybody's running to get it. Everybody's running to take it. Everybody's trying it, but there's no long term. Like, we don't know anybody who's been doing this shit for 5 years.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, and they've been taking this. And what gets me is that diabetic medication has been there forever. And the reason why we always knew because your blood sugar, and you probably was fat or big or obese or whatever it was, and not all of a sudden,
all of a sudden, the same
medication that was supposed to help reduce your sugar, your carb intake, now all of a sudden people can lose this much weight. I'm wondering what changed.
What?
And why them fat people 20 years ago was still fat?
Was still fat on the same medicine.
On that same medicine.
Now listen, we'll get back to the podcast in a minute. But first,
you manage expenses. You manage risk. You manage market fluctuations. You manage productivity, inventory, and delivery. And some days, you just manage. Work with a banker who understands that helping your business through challenging times takes a thoughtful plan, creative thinking, and a partner you can count on. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
Our mental health is part of our total well-being. We're worthy of joy and self-care. Because when we see mental health, we see a community that cares. www.cmentalhealth.org.
You know the look of surprise and delight. The look on their faces when you give them a holiday gift that was completely unexpected and yet just right. This year, I'm shaking things up. I'm giving Minnesota Lottery scratch games to friends and coworkers. There are four festive games to make the season bright. I promise you, seasonal scratch games will be a big hit at your office parties and gift exchanges. It's a new way to show your holiday appreciation to those special folks who've helped you all year long. Best of all, Minnesota Lottery scratch games are quick and easy to buy during this busy time of the year. So, shake things up. You'll love the look they give you, and they'll love to play. Minnesota Lottery, IMN, must be 18 or older to play.
Yeah, you better think about it.
That shit is scaring me. And you know, it's you just going to have to do it the old-fashioned way. We're just going to have to, like, you getting ready to go to the gym. We cutting back on this. We drinking our water. You doing your full-out stretches in the morning. Whatever we got to do. But you know, the thing is that when you do it that way, it doesn't give you an opportunity to really sustain it.
Yeah.
You know, the people who have the gastric bypass, you know, they can't. The reason your ass is fat is because you can't eat a cracker and an orange.
You don't have control.
You don't have no control. And I, a girlfriend of mine named Mary, girl, it was so funny because she lost weight gradually. And you know, it's like one day I just looked at her and I was like, oh my God, you look great. What did you do? And she said, I did the diet that they give the patients who have the gastric bypass. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the surgery. I was thinking about having the surgery. So instead, what I did was I asked the doctor, what's the menu? What's the diet? After you have the gastric bypass. Mm-hmm. And she said she just did that diet and she lost the weight. And girl, this is what, 20, almost 30 years mm-hmm. later? Still.
Yep.
Got the weight off because she changed her lifestyle. You can't just, girl, shoot your fat ass up with Ozempic and then go to Papa Do's and drink and eat like you want to. Girl, that shit is going to collide in your system and it is not going to be pretty.
And I'm telling you, and I think that at this age in life, I'm really trying to be more consistent because I know that I knew I can get on a diet. I can lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks on my way to a vacation like it was nothing. And did it so often till now my body like, that don't work no more. And you know,
you taught me how to do it.
Girl, I had a 3-day diet. I could lose 10 pounds in 3 days.
It was bad, girl.
I ran copies of the process. I'm handing out. Girl, if you going on a vacation, you need to lose 10 pounds, girl. Do this. You're going to lose 10 pounds in 3 days. While I was cleaning out some old paperwork and I found the paper, I found the $4. And then my dingy self tried to go do it. Girl, I wasn't going to drink black coffee and grapefruits for 3 days.
Baby, our whole asshole would explode. We is too old for that. When we was 20-something, that shit worked. 30-something. But by my late 40s, I was like, Tina gonna kill me. I can't do this shit.
And you know what?
Look at it.
And why, you know, and I definitely know we want to look good in clothes. We want to, you know, we want to, you know, we in front of cameras and stuff like that. So you want to look your ideal best. But you know what? At what cost? I keep thinking, I think the social media has made us think that we got to have our face beat. We got to have boobs. We got to have butt. We got to have a BBL and a TTL and all this other stuff. And, you know, you got all of these things going on that we've done to ourselves already. And how long does it, when do we look like our parents when they was like, okay, I'm going to go walk around the corner and, eat a little bit more vegetables and, you know, a little bit less pork, right. And, and go with that. I don't know.
Girl, no, cause we don't want to work for it. And that's the sad thing about what's going on right now. We don't want to work for it. And this is the baddest combination. We don't want to work for it and we don't want to wait for it.
Yep.
That's why everybody's getting this Ozempic, because nobody wants to wait. Nobody wants to work.
Yeah. And I keep looking at people, and I'm just so much of an analyst in my life. What has that done to your life? What has that enhanced your life to do? I mean, because I've watched people who have husbands. They do these drastic changes. Well, so now you and your husband got issues because you over there trying to wear clothes that you wasn't wearing before and go places that you wasn't going before, and you ain't at home. You got kids. You know, now, you know,
all your husband.
Now you got to get out and you got to let people see all of this. And now you done lost your marriage. And your kids. And so I'm like, what is the benefit? I mean, do it together. You know, hey, you know what, baby? I'm going to start cooking those gumbos. I'm going to start making us some salads. You know, let's do it. Let's go walk around. And it's like all to get the likes. I keep saying this, all to get some likes. Say how good you look.
Yeah, you look. And that's the thing. It's not, like you said, it's not about the family. I think about Lindy and, you know, her whole family now is vegan. You know, she was like, I can't do this without my husband and my three kids.
Yes.
You know, I can't, you know, sustain it, because then what? I'm going to make my vegan meal and then make them some chicken strips. And then have a house full of snacks. You know, we have to do it as a team. There's a lady who lives in my neighborhood. She was walking and she had like four black women with her. It was five black women in my neighborhood in Cottage Grove, Minnesota. Yeah. Girl, I threw on a duster and ran outside because I'm like, what is going on? There's a walking club. It ain't no walking club. She got four daughters.
And then they say
our age. And she said, you know what? I'm going to get healthy. And in order to do this, I need my daughters to walk together. So like you said, it's got to be a buy-in for the whole family. While you shooting up with Ozempic, your damn daughter over here eating donuts and shit, and your husband is pork thigh, and his blood pressure's up.
What does that teach your daughter? You know, what does that teach your daughter, though? Because I know I grew up with a daughter that, for some reason, you know, because I love to work out, but I just used to like to work out when I was younger, while she was younger. And to the point where one day the teacher called me, because I love to eat yogurt. I used to eat yogurt in the morning. And then so I, you know, they was like, cut out the carbs. So I used to have yogurt and a bagel. So I cut out the bagel. So I would just eat the yogurt. So the teacher calls me and she said, I just wanted to talk to you because your daughter, she won't eat at lunch. She said, I don't want to be fat. I said, no, I think she does it because she's allergic to everything and she just don't want to get sick. And she was saying, no, mom, she said, because I just think that, you know, people like you better when you're thin or when you're smaller or this. And, you know, and she said, when you're big, everybody has something to say, you know, they look at you more. So we had to have a whole conversation about food. And it was like, you can't look at, I said, I'm at a different age in life. I said, I got to watch what I eat because I, you know, I don't want to blah, blah, blah. And this, yes. And she said, well, I want to start early. And, you know, and I'm like, no, you don't need to start early.
She had analyzed it and her. You thought you was the analyst, baby. She analyzed all that.
Girl, I'm going over here to give her some cereal and some milk. She said, oh, I don't want milk. Oh, I don't want cereal. You know, it was, you know, I don't want pasta. I don't want bread. I don't want macaroni and cheese. So it was like, I'm like, but you're not allergic to those things. She said, I just don't want those things. And she had built in her mind almost this mindset of things I need to eat to stay. You know,
you nobody had to write that down for her.
And I know it was because she was watching me. She was watching me. And then so I had to really start letting her see me eat That's what I had to do. Let her see me really eat. Because, you know, she would see me, I'm making food for your kids. And she never saw me eat. And I had to sit down and I'm going to eat. We're going to all eat together. And I'm letting you see I do eat food. It's not like I said, I ain't get this big by, you know, by chance. I do be eating. But I probably was eating when they went to bed. Yeah, or maybe I ate while I was cooking.
Yeah, or had a lunch date with
you. Yeah, because you know what? And so your daughter watching you take, you inject yourself with some Ozempic to be skinny. Guess what she going to do?
Girl, and that, and
all this stuff there, and inject myself with Ozempic.
You done turned into a damn pharmacist because you got to get the syringes and the girl, stuff and probably mixing shit and reading instructions. And you know we ain't doing the shit right, girl. Mm-mm. You know we missing up, girl. Everybody going.
We was in nursing school, girl. You see, we ain't nurses. Remember, we was in
that medicine. That medical medicine is a beast, girl. I quit after that. I'm like, I ain't taking another.
Girl, I'm like, I gotta. Girl, I pass out with blood. I'm like, nah, I'm good. But I just say, you know, whatever the fad is, for it was Fen-Phen, it was this, it was that, it was that drug.
I forgot about Fen-Phen.
It's like it's always going to be a new diet method, but what is the longevity of it? You know, lifestyle changes is really that kind of like the thing that we need to focus on, because I keep thinking we grew up with bad habits. We knew how to lose weight. We knew how to do what we needed to do when we got to do something. And now we're at an age where now, you know what? But we learned that from our parents. I'm sure I learned that from my mama. You probably learned that from your mom too. Like, baby, you got to cook a big meal for Thanksgiving. Do we really have to cook a big meal for Thanksgiving?
No, we don't. Mm-mm, no. And I just told Sean, I said, make small portions.
Yeah.
Right? And don't be giving us all that stuff that we're not going to eat.
Yeah.
Let's make sure we have some greens and put some turkey in it instead of the ham. And, exactly. And instead of the whole turkey, go down to the 100-bag ham and just get some slices.
Yes.
You know, just get a few slices.
And you ain't got to make 14 pans of macaroni and cheese.
There ain't but six people up in here. You do not.
Because who's going to eat it? Now you're going to throw it away.
Oh, you gonna try to fat ass try to eat it?
Eat it with your dressing, mix it up and make you a macaroni dressing sandwich cake pie. Girl, well, think about after Thanksgiving, they be trying to. My aunt used to make turkey rolls. She took the turkey, put it all up in the dressing, threw some flour on it, and threw it in the fryer. We got turkey balls. They were turkey balls.
Girl, and the sandwiches, like you said, and the hold on to the mac and cheese and then fry some chicken. We're gonna hold on to them greens and we're gonna, you know, it's just like you don't need it all.
That is definitely something that generational that we've learned. But then we saw Big Mama. Big Mama over there, you know, gotta get a foot like cut off or something.
Damn, yeah. Feet look like a big old a loaf of bread, a big old bun.
And I think we just have to kind of start changing the way we do things and thinking about how we celebrate Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and all these big food events. I mean, people get anxiety when they think of Thanksgiving because now you got to go and be around all this food that you ain't never seen all year long.
And if you don't take, oh, look at her. She over there with them white folks. Now her ass can't eat. That's why she falling off. Yeah. That's why I'm living. That's how I'm still alive. That's how I'm getting off of this medicine. That's how I'm gonna see 100.
Girl, and then they're gonna go and take their Ozempic shot. And then I'm like, shoot, I'm gonna be 13 pounds next week.
Right. I'm gonna eat that whole turkey and I'm gonna take my shot. Hold on, girl. Look, if they don't bring it, y'all on that Ozempic, I'm on that Ozempic. Y'all better get it, girl.
It is it is like, I'm like, literally, you say the word Ozempic, you know it's going to get in your feed. Alexa here and everybody around, everything that's all these devices we have. Next thing you know, everything in your feed going to be about, you want to lose weight? You want to lose weight? You want to lose weight? And that stuff getting your subconscious and you be thinking, I do want to lose weight. I want to lose it fast.
Well, I'm going to try it one time and then, you know, see what happens. And then when your boo-boo be coming out your elbow,
you be sitting over there thinking you finna laugh, and next thing you know, you didn't pop pooped everywhere. You didn't pooped all over the place. You, girl, I don't know what to say, but I'm just saying, I think one day at a time.
One day
we gonna get through this, and you know what? We gotta turn off the noise. We gotta turn off all the noise around us.
Yeah, yeah. Pastor Joe calls it static. It's static. You know, when you're trying to hear something on the radio and they're static, you can't really clear what the message is. Yes. And that's what the noise and the static is to keep us from hearing the message that we're supposed to be hearing. Yes. So I'm hoping people heard us today. We had a
good day. I hope they did too, girl.
I love you, girl. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Love you too.
Thank y'all for listening. Bye.
Bye. Ridership on Metro Transit is up. The number of folks taking buses, light rail, commuter trains has jumped by 21% over last year. This means more reliable, extended service, and more connection for all of us riders. Have you noticed the expanded service on some key routes? Trips have been added to the Metro Orange Line, and the frequency has improved to every 15 minutes. And the Metro A Line operates every 10 minutes between noon and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Not only that, the bus route that operates in the core routes 2, 10, and 18 all have weekday service increased to every 10 minutes between noon and 6 p.m. All across the system, you're seeing service that is available earlier and later, and more service available on weekends. So come along for the ride on your Metro Transit.
Coming soon, it's the Power of People Institute's Wellness Village, coming up on the North Side on November 18th. This is where you can take advantage of free healthcare services and a free lunch too. Yes, I said free. There'll be free blood pressure checks and free A1C checks, free dental fluoride applications, free COVID-19 tests, and free updated COVID-19 vaccines. You'll even earn a $50 gift card when you get your COVID-19 vaccine. Healthcare professionals from our community will be there to take care of you and answer any of your questions. So, see you at 600 18th Avenue North in Minneapolis on November 18th. The Wellness Village is from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Come one, come all, come hungry. Walk-ins are welcome.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
When I walked across that stage at my high school graduation, I was excited but confused about my next step. Then I walked through the doors at Doherty Family College. Doherty Family College is part of the University of St. Thomas. It's a two-year college that lets you earn an associate's degree and puts you on a path to your bachelor's degree. Classes are small, so I have a personal relationship with professors committed to my success. Like the name says, they treat us like family. They call us scholars because they believe we could do anything we put our minds to. They set us up for excellence with free tutoring, and that's not the only thing that's free. Laptops, books, even breakfast and lunch, and bus fare. That's part of the package here at Doherty Family College. It's even free to apply. So do like I did. Go to dfc.stthomas.edu and set up a tour. We'd be excited to welcome you to our family here at Doherty Family College.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
Metro Transit is hiring. Right now, Metro Transit is looking for mechanics and technicians. These workers do the important work of diagnosing, repairing, and performing preventative maintenance on Metro Transit buses, light rail, commuter trains, and other vehicles. Metro Transit is hiring for maintenance of the way technicians for tracks and railway systems. Starting pay ranges from $29.72 to up to $41 an hour. If you're looking for a secure job that offers a great salary, competitive benefits, and a pension, look no further than Metro Transit. Right now, there's even a $4,000 hiring bonus for these positions. Sweet! Find out more at metrotransit.org/mechanic-hiring. That's metrotransit.org/mechanic-hiring. Keep your community on the move with a new career with Metro Transit.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2- and 4-year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
At General Mills, our table is your table, and we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racialequity.